Well, I think the Times endorsements are basically wrong.
On Sunday, October 10th, the Los Angeles Times came out with their voter guide. And in this guide, they broadly endorsed the confirmation of the Supreme Court and the Second District Appellate Court judges and the candidates for Superior Court. As a casualty of fighting the judges in the L.A. Superior Court, Dr. Richard I. Fine was recently released from the Los Angeles County Central Men's Jail after surviving over 18 months in solitary coercive confinement. Dr. Fine knows the real inside story on California judges. He takes issue with the Times' endorsements.
We know that the California judicial system is dishonest because of the fact that after the Sturgeon decision, the California Judicial Council of California, comprised of the judges and others, the California Judges Association and the Los Angeles Superior Court got together to draft Senate Bill SBX 211.
In an unprecedented act of legislative deceit, Senate Bill SBX 211 granted retroactive immunity of all the judges who had been taking payments that were prohibited by the state constitution. SBX 211 granted the judges immunity from criminal and civil prosecution as well as judicial discipline.
But most important is criminal prosecution, because that means that they got immunity from criminal prosecution for basically theft and misappropriation of funds.
Representing Judicial Watch, Paul Orfanides was one of the litigators who won the case, Sturgeon versus County of Los Angeles, where the court held that indeed the payments to the judges by the counties were illegal. He agreed that there was something wrong with the LA Times endorsements. When a newspaper like the Times endorses those, shouldn't they also report the fact that these judges received immunity from criminal prosecution?
Oh, absolutely. The fact that the LA Times chose not to report on that, I think, questions any endorsement that they gave. It puts those endorsements into question.
I'm not in the head of the LA Times or their editorial board, but the LA Times, I can only speak of history. And I can tell you, from the time that Senate Bill SBX 211 was passed, which was February 2009, through the present, to my knowledge, I do not recollect any time that the LA Times has actually mentioned SBX 211 and the retroactive immunity. As I say, I don't know the reasoning, but possibly, I will speculate at this particular point, that the relationship between the LA Times and the judiciary may be of such a nature that the LA Times is so close to the judiciary that it is afraid or does not wish to criticize the judiciary.
And this is not the first time the LA Times has come out with their suspicious endorsements. Full disclosure, obtained this list, which was researched by private investigator Clark Baker, LAPD retired. This list shows endorsements of judicial incumbents by the LA Times all the way back to 1988, when these illegal payments started. For some unexplained reason, only the LA Times is reluctant to expose this issue.
On the side of the Sacramento Bee and the LA Daily News, you have guts and courage in the reporting. And on the side of the LA Times, you have a total cover-up, and then even worse, a statement saying that we have an honest judiciary, when obviously the board knows, the editorial board of the LA Times and their reporters know, that you have SBX 211 sitting there and retroactive immunity.
Dr. Fine has witnessed the biased handiwork of the Los Angeles Times for years. It became obvious during his work on the Marina Strand case.
So what happened with the LA Times is the LA Times was doing everything to try and make the judge look good. Now, as it turned out, Judge Yaffe resigned from his office and he resigned from his office after I reported him to the Commission on Judicial Performance for obstruction of justice and numerous other, and taking the payments. Once I did that, he left.
Most people aren't aware that the Los Angeles Superior Court judges are taking payments that are prohibited by the state constitution. Could it be the reporters from the LA Times were ignorant of the fact that the judges were actively participating in obstruction of justice?
The obstruction of justice pattern was shown in the Marina Strand case, which the Times was covering. I showed that as part of the Marina Strand case because I told Judge Yaffe in the Marina Strand case that Judge Yaffe, you're taking illegal money. Judge Yaffe responded by throwing me in jail for contempt of court. And in fact, when Judge Yaffe released me, he stated in the release order that one of the effects of my being in jail for 18 months on contempt of court was to deter other people from doing the same thing. He used the words on the facts of this case, meaning the Marina Strand case. And what were those facts? The facts were that I challenged Judge Yaffe for being on the take.
Sterling Norris is the lead attorney from Judicial Watch, concerned about corruption in the California judicial system. He has been struggling for years to get information to the voting public so that we, the people, can rectify the situation.
What you need to do is have some way of getting the truth to the people. They can vote the ballot box if you do, but you've got to have that, some kind of a system. And of course the judges will fight that tooth and nail. Don't you dare publish my sentences.
But according to Dr. Fine, we can't expect the Los Angeles Times to be of any help in exposing the corruption.
So the LA Times has a history of not reporting the problems with the judiciary. And all the stories that the LA Times did about the Marina Strand case and me, they never reported about SBX 211 and the retroactive immunity. And I called their reporters on that. They did nothing, absolutely nothing. So I can't tell you what is in their head, but I can tell you what their actions were. And their actions were that they knew about it, but they never reported it.
Dr. Fine is taking the matter in his own hands. He's challenging the incumbent judges and the new judicial candidates to come clean.
From now to November 2nd, I am issuing a challenge to every judicial candidate from the California Supreme Court to the California Courts of Appeal to the superior courts to debate me either in this studio of Full Disclosure Network or anywhere else to defend themselves as to why they have the integrity to be a California judge when they have received retroactive immunity from criminal prosecution for having taken illegal payments from counties. I will meet you here or anywhere else. The challenge is on. I await your response.
Being that we are Full Disclosure, it's important to know that we requested an interview with Nicholas Goldberg, the editor of the opinion section of the Los Angeles Times. He responded that he's not going to be available to appear in this video because they're shorthanded right now. We want to know what you, the viewers, think. Please respond to our survey and leave your comments below. Number one, do you think the LA Times endorsements of the judges have any credibility? Yes or no? Number two, the courts have ruled that these payments are illegal. Do you think judges should return the money and be prosecuted for their crime? Yes or no? And number three, do you think that the judicial candidates should declare in their campaign statements that they will not take the illegal funds? Yes or no? Please respond to our survey and be sure to leave your comments below. This video blog is only a small portion of an in-depth expose on judicial corruption and the LA Times, soon to be released on DVD and streamed from our website. I'm Leslie Dutton. Thank you.